Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn Hanley will empower. A voice powerful beyond measure. He will keep us strong under pressure. Touching the hearts and souls of family. You will hear his voice through your tragedy. Television, online and overseas. Tune in to Mervyn Hanley.
It is the 8th of July. Good evening and welcome to another edition of The Blue Table with Mervyn Hanley and Rohan Isles. We'll get right to the stories after this break from Anchor Podcast and the Development Bank of St. Kitts and Nevis. We have to talk about the BVI tonight. We have to talk about the key takeaways from the Prime Minister of St. Kitts and Nevis's press conference earlier today. Lots happening. We'll be right back after this.
Been working out for you and for me. Been dancing our dreams, providing loans for our families. Development Bank is the business for we. For we. Oh. Years of commitment, providing loans and development for communities. Yeah. Development Bank is working for we. Sustaining a positive nation for you and I. Development Bank is working for we.
Celebrating 40 years of Development Bank, St. Kitts and Nevis.
Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn Hanley will empower. A voice powerful beyond measure. He will keep us strong under pressure. Touching the hearts and souls of family. You will hear his voice through your tragedy. Television, online and overseas.
And we are back. Rohan, good night to you. How are you doing this evening?
Good night, brother. I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I am not too bad under the circumstances, but I continue to give God thanks and praise. We're alive, and once we're alive, then there is hope. Yeah?
Yes, that is true.
Now, we have some stories to cover tonight. I want to get to St. Kitts and Nevis. I want to get to the latest in Haiti, but I'm just going to... the number of active cases, positive COVID-19 cases in the BVI, Rohan, is now over, if I'm not mistaken, over 800 or almost 800. And some restaurants, bars, barbershops, salons, a number of places are closed because of this. The BVI, they were doing so well, and now this is happening. Of course, it only takes one for this to spread. Just one. And this is what is happening right now in the British Virgin Islands. And I know the Premier Foy and his cabinet, they are doing all that they can in their power to try to prevent this from spreading further. But I'm not sure how further you can get when you have over 800 people. And then, you know, that you have to times that by two and three. And then, I mean, it is not good. But I know that... the BVI, as usual, as always, will bounce back from this. Your thoughts on that?
Yeah, 800 seems to be a large number. And of course, as you said, when you look at the multiplier effect, the potential for the numbers to increase is there. But, you know, Marvin, I think we, as a Caribbean, as a global environment, I think we are at the point in the battle against COVID where we must now begin to formulate the strategies and and policies in dealing with our coexistence, that is, you know, living with COVID, and how best do we deal with that. Because as we have seen in the region of recent times, of course, you know, Barbados is just coming out of the lockdown period. British Virgin Islands, like St. Kitts and Nevis, were doing so well in terms of managing the COVID impact on its social and economic environment. But because we understand, as you would have alluded to earlier, it only takes one person to trigger a cluster or a community spread. Because you know, as humans, we tend to lapse in judgment from time to time, and
yes,
and COVID waits silently to prey on us when we make those errors in judgment. And so I think we are, in a sense, comfortable with the knowledge that we are going to have these second and third waves. you know, before we started, we had a little conversation about the lockdown in BVI. There doesn't seem to be one. And we know how physically and mentally draining that particular activity can be on people. Mm-hmm. And so we are going mm-hmm. to have to find ways and means of living with it. Of course, we within the region, we are fortunate to have two options available to our people. Some people will tell you the vaccine is the only way. I continue to push that. The non-pharmaceuticals have worked. The evidence is there. Of course, the vaccine provides the best option according to science. And so we're going to have to find that balance. For those of us, I know people are going to say we are always saying it, but it is important that we understand that the virus is going to be around with us for a while. Some projections are 2023 and so on. And so, you know, Marvin, we can't wait around for it to disappear for us to begin to at least find our own normal as countries within the region. What is going to be normal for us moving forward? The economists would have said earlier on, you know, there's certain things that countries should have done during the pandemic to set themselves for a post-COVID era or living with COVID. So, yeah, I suspect other countries in the months ahead are going to have, you know, the issues. British Virgin Islands, and of course, I think it's the news is having at the moment.
This is spreading like wildfire, and I don't know. I want to talk to you about St. Kitts and Nevis, and we're going to break this down. We're going to spend some time, break it down. So let's take a break and let's hear from Affluent Homes and Nevis and Carl and Sons on St. Martin. The good, fine folks here, Carl and Sons, good day to you. Good night to you, rather. Kenrick and Carl. Speaking of Carl, he celebrated his 70th birthday a couple of days ago. So we are extending birthday greetings to one of our major sponsors, Carl and Carl and Sons. He has a bakery. He has a hotel on St. Martin now for over 30 years, if I'm not mistaken. And he's also from the island of Nevis. So that's a Nevision doing well overseas and a Nevision that we are indeed proud of. So we're going to take a break and we'll be right back and we'll speak on St. Kitts and Nevis and the Prime Minister's press conference he held earlier today. We'll be right back.
It's been a while that you're thinking or dreaming of your new home. Let Affluent Homes turn that dream into reality. Leave it to us to deliver. A team of architects and designers have created award-winning designs. We will work with you to develop the distinctive look you envision. For real estate development, property sales and management, you must think of Affluent Homes Limited. Check out our website at www.affluenthomesnevis.com or email us merchant@merchantlc.com or call us today at 1-869-665-2121. Affluent Homes Limited.
I'm very hungry.
Whoa, was that your stomach? You need to get on down to Carl & Son's Unique Bakery, your number one spot for sandwiches, pastries, cakes, and more for breakfast and lunch. Are you in a rush? Call in your order at 543-1059 for town and 544-2462 for Cold Bay. Follow their Facebook page to see their daily lunch specials. Carl & Son's, the right choice since 1982.
Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn Hanley will empower. A voice powerful beyond measure. He will keep us strong under pressure. Touching the hearts and souls of family. You will hear his voice through your tragedy. Television, online and overseas. Tune in to Mervyn Hanley.
Okay. So, Rohan, earlier today, the Prime Minister of St. Kitts and Nevis, he had his monthly press conference. And I just want to... Oh, before I get into the Prime Minister's press conference, I sent out something earlier today, and we're going to follow up on that throughout the week and next week and see what's happening. And the status of his wife is that she's critical condition, but stable. And the doctors believe that she will survive. And that's the wife of Prime Minister, the President of Haiti, former President of Haiti. You know that he was assassinated yesterday. And I got from a top government official there that the Haitian president's body was riddled with 12 bullets with his left eye blown out, right? And he went on to say, we saw a bullet impact at the level of his forehead, one in each nipple, three at the hip, one in the abdomen. And yeah, so Rohan.
Yeah, that was full on intent.
Yes.
From that description, it is clear what was the intent there. Well, as you say, we continue to follow it. It'd be interesting to get a little bit more details as to.
And also, I was told, and in reports, and I was told that they did not injure, they did not go after the security and stuff like that. They passed them. That's a mystery right there. And they just went in. They identify themselves as DEA agents, U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency, and they went in for whatever reason. And yeah, one of the children. She was home and she hid in a closet from these people. So
yeah, well, you know, for all intents and purposes, Marvin, this one they wanted him.
They wanted him.
Yeah,
they did. Probably they did not mind the wife, but they wanted him and no one else.
Yeah, I'm getting that, and probably she got caught.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in the fire, but. I mean, it's interesting, to say the least, because when you consider DEA, drug enforcement, alcohol and firearms,
yes.
Well, not firearm, that's ATF, drug enforcement agency.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, nothing I have read in his history, in his background, suggests any involvement in drugs.
Yeah, so that's why that's what caught me. Why would they identify themselves as DEA agents?
Yeah, you know, from I mean, as I said, from what I read, from what I have known, his charges have been fraud and those kind of things. But no way, I mean, some people are like that, you know, they're ghosting certain lives.
Yeah, that is true. But we will find out. Sooner or later, we're going to find out.
Yeah, it's just strange in that regard. But DEA, wow.
Yeah. So let's now go to St. Kitts and Nevis. Earlier today, the Prime Minister of St. Kitts and Nevis, Dr. the Honorable Timothy Harris, he made his presentation, his opening remarks, as far as his press conference is concerned. And as I reported earlier today, the takeaways I got from the press conference, for example, January to June, $164.3 million, Rohan, spent on employee-related benefits. That's 10,000. 10,000. That's the entire population of Nevis the other day. 10,000 people are on the government's payroll and never had to borrow 1 cent. What say you on that?
Well, you know, the government of St. Kitts and Nevis, and we can go as far back prior to 2015, if it's one thing. No one can dispute the fiscal strength of the government of St. Kitts and Nevis. It's probably been the last dispensation of the Douglas administration and carried on through with Timothy Harris. Both prime ministers in their time has boasted of strong revenue base.
Let me just dig in here, that the IMF report of St. Kitts and Nevis, as the prime minister reported this morning, the country is in a position of fiscal strength. Go ahead.
Yeah. I think I've seen that somewhere as well, and that suggests that potential for economic recovery over medium and long term is good. You know, I was just saying that both prime ministers in their time has boasted of surpluses year after year, and so it wouldn't surprise most of us who follow along the yearly budgets and have some understanding of that. If governments are telling you there is surplus, then you know, you have that kind of confidence, okay, there is money. And that was demonstrated in the first stimulus package as well.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the Caribbean countries were unable to provide stimulus packages at that level. The government, I think it was $130 million
yes.
In the first stimulus. And so, yeah, I mean, the $164.3 million, that is mostly relating to
164.3, so that, yeah.
Yeah, So that's a lot of Seventh Bay and people who would have qualified for long service, which would be for government and those kind of things. And so no surprise here, the Prime Minister has always spoken about his commitment to the people's agenda, people first, ensuring that people got their just reward, having either been laid off or terminated, mostly in part due to the COVID-19 pandemic. So yeah, that is right. That is right up his alley in terms of what he has been saying over the past year.
And then we move on to corporation taxes reduced to 25% from 33%.
Yeah, we that was also in the initial stimulus. Mm-hmm. You know, my hope is that small businesses are going to benefit tremendously from these kind of reductions. You know, 33 to 25%, that is good for big business. Again, for me, it is of no significant value if the customers are not going to benefit from it.
Mm-hmm.
If the consumers are not going to benefit from that reduction. And so, you know, this is giving them, in terms of businesses, an mm-hmm. ability, mm-hmm. an opportunity to save money. So government is saying, listen, we're not going to take 33% from you, we're going to take 25%. Let us see that now reflect in the prices in our supermarkets and in our stores. And so that people, ordinary people, hardworking people and poor people can afford and can have consistently good prices. In Navy City, you would often hear people talking about price control and so on. So that was in the first stimulus. It is in the second stimulus. And, you know, Marvin, this particular one is something that the World Bank has spoken about that countries ought to do to give some impetus to businesses to ensure that the economy continues to turn over. So kudos on that one.
The poverty alleviation program has cost the government just over $70 million since its inception just over 2 years ago.
I think that was a campaign promise, was it, right?
Yes.
I think that was a campaign promise, and he has fulfilled that particular promise, poverty alleviation program. I do hope that within that program there is a measure to evaluate and reevaluate the successes of the program. I know for a fact that prior to COVID-19, there were many, many people on the poverty line and people were in extreme poverty. And I think ultimately, after the COVID-19 or in a post-COVID-19 era, we look to a place where we have less people on the poverty alleviation program and more people on the higher end of the employment spectrum.
Mm-hmm.
And so people are not just sitting around and waiting for a pap check, as we know it, but are able to collect salaries, having you know, worked for it. But yeah, I mean, that is something he'll get another check for. It's a promise he made and a promise he has kept. $70 million.
Duty-free concessions available for first-time homeowners. 78 persons. They have received concessions thus far for 2021. And then you have 45 loan applications approved for Fresh Start program. That's fresh, I guess, new businesses. As at June, this was in excess of $3 million. Your thoughts?
Yeah, those two programs, well, I must admit I'm not particularly familiar with the Fresh Start program, but mm-hmm. any program that is giving assistance to individuals, that's to the tune of $3 million. That's a good thing. Once people are benefiting, since as of June, so I guess the program was sometime before that.
Yes.
The duty free concessions available to first time homeowners. This is one of the programs, both in Nevis and in Saint Kitts, that I support fully. You as young people trying to own their own home, it is a difficult journey. And when you can get your materials without any added value on top of it, any tax on top of it, that's a steal of a deal. So I would encourage anybody who is for the first time building their home, their dream home, apply. I think it is through the Ministry of Finance.
Mm-hmm.
Get your concessions and get yourself piece of the rock, as they would call it. So that's a program I support fully.
And I'm going to read some of them three, at least. I am going to the new initiatives for small businesses. I'm going to itemize them by three just to save some time or so. So listen carefully. The implementation of another income support program for $15 million to citizens who are unemployed and have not worked from March 2020. And then you have a monthly stipend of $1,000 for the next 3 months. There are, of course, eligibility requirements. And then the waiver of the rent for small businesses for 6 months who are renting from the government. Let me get your thoughts on those.
Yeah, new initiatives for small businesses, implement another income support program. Small businesses are going to be smiling in relation to the first, to one and three.
Mm-hmm.
$15 million, that's a lot to go around for small businesses.
Well, income support program for citizens who are unemployed and have not worked since March 2020.
From since March, and I am hopeful. Because in this one, mm-hmm. it says from March.
Mm-hmm.
But not any one. I know that people would have worked from March, but recently laid off. And I am hopeful that they would qualify under the eligibility requirements
mm-hmm.
to get some of the subsistence and be able to, you know, at least deal with their families, their basic needs, their food and rent to some extent. We have rent for small businesses for 6 months.
Who are renting from government.
Who are renting from government. Perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, well, government can only control the environment. You know, this is not like the Greek US where you pass laws that says tenants, what do you call them, landlords have to not be collecting rent in certain regards. But, I mean, if you're a small business renting from government, here government is saying 6 months rent-free, and I think that is in keeping with the hopes that the new year brings a new economic prospect for the people of St. Kitts and Nevis. So,
and then they further reduce, yes, and then they further reduce the VAT rate for small businesses from 10 to 5%.
To 5, yep.
Hmm.
That's another good gesture for them. And you know, I am getting from this, Marvin, that we are small businesses benefit. It is in an attempt to keep people employed.
Yes.
Because if you're going to give all of these reductions, people are going to be able to save money.
Mm-hmm.
And having been able to save money in certain regards, you can say, listen, no rent for 6 months. For 6 months, I can keep on XYZ. Reduction in VAT for this period, for the next, I can keep on XYZ. And so I'm hoping that is the transfer of the intent in these new initiatives to small businesses.
Yes. And I see here they have reinstated the annual import duty exemption for 16 tires for taxi and passenger bus operators.
Yeah, I mean, I know this one. This one has been around for a little while.
Mm-hmm.
Especially bus operators, they do travel quite a bit in St. Kitts. And so they've been asking for some reprieve. Government has
but not only that, they've gotten more. Now, hear this one here. Fuel subsidy of $400 monthly for passenger bus operators for the next 3 months.
I think in the leading up to the last election, there was a catchphrase, it was what, Harris again. what can you say? So you get 16 tires, and I mean, maybe I should go drive a bus, Marvin, in St. Kitts. $400 monthly fuel subsidy.
And are you getting tires in duty free on your tires?
I'm getting tires duty free for okay. 3 months. Yeah.
And
one can see uh-huh. how this is going to spur on the economic prospects during this slow period.
And then you have for the next 6 months stall.
This one.
Oh, go ahead. For the next 6 months, stall fees waived for vendors at the public market.
Yeah, this is in line with the one we saw above about
mm-hmm.
small businesses renting from government. So, it's only fair that they get their share of what is being shared out.
And then you have travel tax reduced for the next 6 months to boost regional travel. Harris again.
So, our good friend there, Gaston Brown.
Mm-hmm.
he said he would use this platform to push this, and I think it has responded in a favorable manner. I think this is the same program Gaston is talking yes. about at 6 months in the first instance, hoping to boost regional travel. It's unfortunate, well, the numbers are coming down, the numbers of recovery are going up rapidly here in St. Kitts and Nevis, and so hopefully we can get to a place where people are comfortable again in flying to St. Kitts and Nevis. And you know, as we said in the conversation we had prior when Gaston Brown made the announcement, we hope that the 6 months will reflect a real opportunity for governments to say, listen, man, we can do this. We can do this all the time.
Well,
we can do this going forward.
Well, you know what? Gaston is my friend. That's my brother. But I also want to warn him that the other day I saw that American Airlines having discussions with Sandals Resorts for their own regional travel. And of course, they will come good. So whether it's especially for Liat, they better come good, because there will be some competition pretty soon.
Well, competition is good.
Competition is good for the consumer.
Yes. Well, the consumers are important people.
Mm-hmm.
You talk to people around the region about Liat's struggles and so on, and they'll tell you, listen, Liat hasn't had any real competition in the marketplace for a long time, and maybe some of that they needed to get their act right. So we'll see how that goes.
Children, there wasn't an amount to this. There isn't one. I don't know. I'll go back over. But children who... But the point is, it was mentioned, and this is very good. Children who require special assistance for disabled children, the government will give a stipend for the next 6 months. Maybe the amount was mentioned. I did not get it. So I will go back and check for that. But that is also an excellent initiative by the Team Unity administration governed by Prime Minister Dr. Timothy Harris.
Yeah, this is one of the things, if I may, you know, piggyback and run on with. This is one of the things that I am going to be paying much attention to in our upcoming campaign. I find that we have long not focused a lot on special needs and disabled children, and how we craft policies and how we operate mm-hmm. within the confines of St. Kitts and Nevis. Maybe it wasn't announced in terms of the value, and that would be intentional in certain regards, because there's not a figure you can put.
Right, that is true too.
Respond
yes.
to individuals based on these kind of requirements, because you're going to have children who are different and their needs are different. And I'm sure, listen, this is going to give, for the next 6 months, this is going to give parents and caretakers of children with special needs and disabilities a peace of mind. They're going to rest easy for the next 6 months, knowing that their children will be taken care of. And listen, you know my background is education. I don't need to say how passionate I am about children. Mm-hmm. This is special. This is really, 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 really good stuff from the government of St. Kitts and Nevis. Kudos a million times over for this initiative.
And finally, well, they have more, but these are the key ones. They for the next 3 months, Skellig has deferred payments for residential properties. Skellig, Rohan Isles.
You know, Skellig, one of the key phrase here is deferred, and so I want to encourage people in St. Kitts who listen to us at the Blue Table. Your deferred payment doesn't mean you won't have to pay. I suggest that you pay. It's an opportunity now to mm-hmm. catch up on any existing bills that you may have, and it's an opportunity to get ahead if you're able to make payments during this period of time. Because, mm-hmm. of course, after the deferred period is over, Skellig is going to come collecting. I don't know if Skellig is going to have a collection plan. I would like to think that...
The Prime Minister did say that you go in after the 3 months and you make whatever arrangements with Skellig. So,
right,
yes.
Right. So that's good. And, you know, be proactive. You know, I suggest you make your arrangements before. You can give yourself, know what you're getting into. Know what is going to happen in the next 3 months and thereafter. But Skellig, you know, Yeah, like it's a big thing in St. Kitts. It's good to see that they are thinking about the citizens. The second stimulus was asked for. The Prime Minister has delivered, and I want to make a point very clear here, Marvin. And reading a lot of this speaks a lot to St. Kitts.
Wait! I was getting to that. Give me the opportunity to put you on the spot, please. I want to put you on the spot because today you asked me a question. I wasn't sure whether or not you were joking or whether you were serious, but now it sounds like you were serious. And you asked me, and I'm going to share it with the public, is this for St. Kitts or St. Kitts and Nevis? So go ahead now, Rohan.
Yeah, I mean, I read it, and you know, you responded, and I went back to read again. and I've read, and what I'm concluding here, and this is no jab at the Prime Minister because he has a responsibility to his people.
Mm-hmm.
What I'm seeing is that a lot of it is geared in specific details to the people of St. Kitts. And so the people of St. Kitts, listen, you're going to benefit tremendously from this initiative. What I would like to hear, and I'm sure the Division public would like to hear, because we tend to make a lot of noise in certain arenas and for certain things. And so the call is now for the News Island administration to make, whether it is to say what the Prime Minister says for St. Kitts and Nevis, or to come and tell the people of Nevis how they are going to benefit from a stimulus package.
Well, there must be goods in the stimulus package for St. Kitts, for Nevis, because we have three. We have an historic three members from Nevis. They won all three seats, who are sitting in cabinet. And so I am sure when all the plans are going around and they're discussing and each person, they're giving their views on what should be or what should not be, that I am sure that the good gentleman, the Honorable Premier Mark Brantley, you have Alexis Jeffers and you have Eric Evelyn, they would have said, yes, let's see what do we have for Nevis? And they would have given their contributions as far as Nevis is concerned. So I cannot see them just being quiet and not saying anything. Or they may come to you with the answer. You just asked a question for Nevis. And they may say, but this is a federal thing. It's for St. Kitts and Nevis. And then you may ask, well, what's the sheer proportion of all of this? So I understand what you're saying, but I'm sure they prepared their responses already.
Yeah, I'm sure, but you know, I give you kudos for your confidence in the three.
Confidence?
I haven't seen much returns on the spreading of the hand when
I do not have. I am. Let me speak to you. See, when let me back up for a second. When it comes to Alexis Jeffers, I believe that Alexis is just there because that was his dream of being a federal minister. But outside of that, the confidence level of not just myself, but the people of St. James especially and St. Thomas's, I mean, okay, they sent them. So we're now, I hear them every day. I hear them in calls, in messages. They can't see nor hear the guy. So when it comes to him, I don't know about confidence. Go ahead.
That's a conversation for another time because I attended a funeral today and as you said, dream, the message today was on dreams. And the minister spoke of the confusion between dreams. Because what you're telling me about the Honorable Minister, I would classify that as a daydream.
Hmm.
You wanted to be that. It is not of his standing, but it is of his standing of situations that happened in 2020 mm-hmm. that led him to Boston. Mm-hmm. But that's mm-hmm. a discussion for another time. All I'm saying is when there are certain specifics in this new stimulus that speaks directly to St. Kitts, but when you look at it, the activities are identical and Nevis, right?
Mm-hmm.
For example, market vendors, they're getting reprieve in St. Kitts. And that was specific to St. Kitts. I don't know that government rents any place to small business operators, which gives another idea. But how do you balance that out? How do you say, listen, okay, we don't have places we rent in Nevis as a government, but we can do this that allows for X to happen.
Well, overall, I think the Premier would say, the Premier is listening to you right now, and I know what he would say to you. His response would be, when you look at the overall picture, Rohan, you're talking about small businesses. The Prime Minister is the Prime Minister of St. Kitts and Nevis. So he will expect that small businesses from Nevis will benefit from the programs announced today, save for probably Skellig. And then he would say, we continue to look at what Anguilla. We continue to look at what Nevlec is the performance of Nevlec, and we'll get back to the people of Nevis regarding Nevlec. He would also say that this is something that we would have done as a government in the past, where we would have given some relief to customers of Nevlec, and you know, but then you can ask the Premier, but hey, the surcharge is pretty high again. So anyway, you know, I'm not ready for but, but I know what he'll say, and I know how you can respond. But go ahead.
I was going to give a response, but I leave that for another time, because,
But we are out of time, Rohan, but I'm happy that we were able to break down some of the key takeaways from the Prime Minister's press conference on over the weekend sometime. I expect that he will speak about the new measures, regulations, and I suspect and can predict to you and tell you right now that there will be no more lockdowns, and that will be lifted. I suspect that there will be a curfew. I also suspect that we'll have for reduced quarantine for vaccinated folks. I expect a lot of things. So I'm just guessing here. So, you know, everybody's guessing and speculating. So why can't, we can do that too. So let's hear what the Prime Minister has to say in about a day or two.
Yeah, I mean, as you said, a lot of us are speculating, a lot of us are guessing, but I think, you know, As you would have said earlier, it is time to put that strategy in place in formulating a way forward in how we live with COVID, and hopefully we'll get some of that on Sunday night.
Okay. Rohan Isles, thank you so much for joining me tonight. We'll be back at this on Monday with a similar presentation, The Blue Table with Mervyn Hanley and, of course, Rohan Isles. Thank you so much, Rohan.
Yeah, thanks, brother.
All right. Good night, folks, and we will be back again next week. It's The Blue Table with Mervyn Hanley.
Mervyn Hanley will inspire. Mervyn